WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In some ways, saxophonist Albert Ayler was the most radical of jazz musicians. His coarsely energetic playing epitomized the free jazz of the 1960s. But in many ways, his radical approach marked a return to jazz's earliest days, and to music even earlier than that. For one thing, Ayler used a wide vibrato that had been out of fashion for four decades. It reminded a lot of critics of the first great jazz saxophonist, Sidney Bechet. The album Albert Ayler in Greenwich Village, just reissued on CD by Impulse, is drawn from two live dates with slightly different bands from 1966 and 67. Both groups had his brother Donald Ayler on trumpet, and both were heavy with strings, violin, cello, and two basses. But no jazz musician has used a string section with less high culture pretensions than Albert Ayler. Instead of using strings to enrich or gussy up his music's harmonies, Ayler turned them loose, as he turned every instrument loose, to freely interpret his simple themes. His melodies and chord structures were just about the simplest jazz had ever seen, as elemental as the blues, though they didn't sound like blues. Ayler's tunes suggest military fanfares, fundamentalist hymns, European folk dances, and the sentimentality of Stephen Foster. Here's Albert Ayler's Truth is Marching In. The collectively improvised sound of Ayler's units got very complex, but his method was elementary. Take a simple tune and depart from it in any way taste or instinct dictate, forging a new sound out of creative paraphrasing and your resources as an instrumentalist. That's how jazz got started in southern brass bands back around 1900. So the great revolutionary Albert Ayler was also a great conservative. He understood jazz's boundless ability to renew itself out of its own past. But he also understood that renewal would be meaningless if his music didn't sound fresh. No problem. Nobody's music had ever sounded like Albert Ayler's, and though some have tried to imitate his style and his sing-song melodies, no one has sounded like him since either. Thank you. The latest batch of reissues from Impulse is most impressive. It also includes fine albums by saxophonists Gatto Barbieri and Sam Rivers, and great large ensemble dates from bassists Charlie Hayden and Charles Mingus. And I like the fact that the Eiler CD reproduces the original psychedelic packaging. So I hate the carp. But at 37 minutes, the Eiler set is pretty short. CDs can hold 80 minutes of music, and Impulse released a double album of additional stuff from these concerts in the 1970s. It would have made sense to tack some of that music onto this set. Still, Albert Eiler in Greenwich Village is the only one of Eiler's many Impulse records currently available, and a little is a lot better than nothing.